LGBT people are less likely to have children to support them as they age, and more likely to age as singles, live alone, and be prematurely institutionalized. This is according to Tab Ballas, a clinical social worker and faculty member with UNCW's School of Social Work, who sits on the board of the Frank Haar Foundation. Ballas says that despite all this, gay seniors are 5 times less likely to access senior services.
Unfortunately, what SAGE has found is that some of these LGBT seniors have so many obstacles in accessing services that they will in fact go back in the closet in order to avoid some discrimination they fear in the healthcare system.
Ballas says SAGE will offer local businesses and community centers the training and consultation services needed to help them become more culturally competent when serving LGBT elders. He adds that this is particularly crucial for the Cape Fear region.
Lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual folks are retiring here, they're vacationing here, they're bringing their businesses here. And so the reality is change is happening, and we have 3 choices in that process of change. We can be ahead of the curve, we can be with the curve, or we can be behind the curve.
Ballas says SAGE is partnering with the Lower Cape Fear Hospice, the Area Agency on Aging, UNCW, and the New Hanover County Senior Resource Center. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.